I'm going to call the March 18th, 2021 Planning and Zoning meeting to order. Ms. Carroll, may we have a roll call, please?
I'm here. Commissioner Lowe?
Here.
Commissioner McMahon?
Present.
Commissioner Stanton? Commissioner Jones?
Here.
Commissioner Rushing, not present. Commissioner Russell?
Present.
Commissioner Tui?
Here.
Commissioner Burns?
Here.
I see that Commissioner Stanton is here as well. We have eight. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Zenner, are there any adjustments or additions to the agenda?
Yes, as we had mentioned this evening in our work session, there is an adjustment to the agenda tonight. Placed in front of you was a request to table case number 90-2021, platting action under Roman numeral 6 on your agenda. I'd like to move that to the beginning of the agenda under the approval of the minutes.
Mr. McMahon?
I move to take Planner Zenner's suggestion.
Second.
And we modify the agenda whereby this item is dealt first.
Thank you. And I believe we have a second by Mr. Stanton. I'll take a thumbs up approval on the motion to approve the amended agenda. Looks unanimous. Ms. Galloway-Jones, yes.
Sorry, I had my thumb up. It got tired.
All right, everyone should have received a copy of the March 4th meeting minutes. Were there any additions, amendments to those minutes?
I move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Thank you. Second by Ms. Russell. Take a thumbs up approval of the meeting minutes. We have 7-4 and 1 abstention. All right, that brings us to our first case of the evening, which is a tabling, as Mr. Zenner just described, case 90-2021. Since this was advertised, no?
Yes.
Yeah, should we read it and?
Please, if you would, ma'am.
All right. A request by Crockett Engineering on behalf of Michael M. Menser Properties, LLC, for approval of a replat of a 0.38 acres of property addressed as 1009-1021 East Broadway. In addition to the requested replat, the applicant is seeking approval of design adjustments from sections 29-5.1C, 29-5.1F, and 29-5.1G of the Unified Development Code relating to required alley width, lot frontage and shape, and dedication of public utility easements, respectively. The applicant wishes to replat the existing single lot into two to facilitate the division of the existing improvements into individual ownership. Are there any staff comments on this?
Yes, as mentioned, we received a request to table this item early this afternoon to the April 8th, 2021 agenda. There has been some additional discussion related to the requested design adjustments that may necessitate a change in the actual plat that has been presented with this evening's packet, and the applicant is desiring to be able to discuss said revisions to those design adjustments with staff as well as the city's law department. And the staff supports the requested delay, and we believe that the 2 weeks should be sufficient to allow us to bring back a revised report as well as the revised platting action that may be accompanying it.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Since this was... Are there any questions for staff? Seeing none, since this was publicly advertised, we will open up the floor to public comment in case anyone was here to make comment on this case. Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Commission comment, Ms. Russell.
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. In the case of 90-2021, I move to table till the April 8th, 2021 meeting.
Second by Mr. Stanton. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
Yes.
Commissioner Tui?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
We have 8 votes. Motion passes.
Thank you. Recommendation for tabling to April 8th will be recommended. That brings us to case 82-2021, subdivision request by Anderson Engineering on behalf of P1316 LLC for preliminary plat revision of PD plan development zone property included within the Discovery Park subdivision preliminary plat revision number 3 to include new lot arrangements, a new right-of-way dedication for the extension of Artemis Drive to connect to Endeavor Avenue and to be known as Discovery Park Subdivision Preliminary Plat Revision Number 4. The property is generally located north and south of Endeavor Avenue, approximately 300 feet west of the intersection of Nakona Parkway. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you'd stated, we do have a request here for a revision to a preliminary. The area that we're going to be looking at was subject to a previous preliminary plat. It has not been included within a PD plan, even though it is currently zoned PD. It's approximately 35 acres for the whole site. As a preliminary plat, we did send out advance public info postcards to 5 surrounding property owners. As you can see here on the aerial, basically it includes the area kind of west of that roundabout where Nakona and Endeavor intersect. So here's a little more recent aerial here. The red section will be the area we'll be talking about a little bit more tonight. The blue area may look familiar. We've recently had PD plans come through the PNZ and were approved by council for some additional development that precipitated the extension of the southern leg of Nakona and then also a portion of Artemis. And again, I want to state that this is a revision of preliminary. There was an error. The existing or the proposed preliminary wasn't included on the agenda, so you do have hard copies of that in front of you now. So if you have questions about that, you know, let me know. I will go over kind of the differences between those. So what we're looking at on screen here is the existing preliminary that covers this site. So we do this for PD planes or PD zone areas sometimes, generally to lay out kind of broad distinctions within property. This was the number three preliminary plat, and that was generally to extend Nakona to the south, and then at the time known as Nakona, kind of that leg going to the southeast to connect to Discovery Parkway. So that laid out that with this preliminary plat and allowed those development plans to come in with a little bit better understanding where the roadway network would be. That's essentially what this next revision is for as well. So the green area was basically everything that was on plat number 3. So number 4 is going to take the piece left over from that hasn't now been included in the PD plan. So that kind of shrinks it down to this portion that's generally west of the PD plans that we've seen so far. So it's basically the area surrounding the kind of terminal roundabout of Endeavor as it stands now. So as you can see here, the blue is the area we'll be looking at, and it includes the extension of Artemis. That cross-hatched area, you'll notice that is the PD areas that's been previously approved, and it did include what's now known as Artemis, which connects to Discovery Parkway, extends through that roundabout with Nakona, and kind of dead ends short of the Endeavor roundabout. Talking with the applicant, they were interested in going ahead and getting this portion of Artemis platted so that it could be constructed along with all the other road work they'll be doing out there. So since it hadn't been included on a PD plan or a preliminary so far, they needed to add, or they needed to revise a preliminary to show that right-of-way so it could be platted, dedicated, and then it can be constructed. So it's kind of the logical extension of that Artemis, and I think that's where we understood it to be terminating once they got there. In the future, there will be PD plans for the lots that they are more or less laying out with this extension. So there's going to be, with the extension of Artemis, you're essentially going to create three lots out of one that was the larger piece that was kind of the remainder that was on preliminary plat number three. You have the piece that's kind of on the interior side of Artemis now. That's lot 504A. The lot that's going to be north of Endeavor, which is 504B. And then the bulk of the site west of the roundabout there, which is 504C. One thing to note, they do have a common lot shown on here that could be the location, excuse me, for a private street extension. And that would extend from the roundabout on Endeavor to the private street that currently exists in the Aria residential subdivision development to the north. So it's important to note that while it shows as a common, the common lot shows a private street, it can't be constructed until they submit a plan development plan that shows it and shows how it's going to be incorporated with the development around it. So that's kind of important. I want to make sure the only street that's going to be built in it, as a result of this would probably be the Nakona or the Artemis extension to Endeavor. As I said, you know, this is basically to provide that extension to Artemis. I think I've kind of gone through this already. The private street. So the blue, again, we're creating basically three lots from that remnant, one larger lot that was there previously. And this is a revision number four, and generally if you revise in a preliminary, you only have to show what is changing. And so that's why this area is a little narrow in scope than number three. With that being said, there I'm showing you, that is the extension of the right-of-way for Artemis there in the gray now, and the other gray is the private street extension that would connect to their development, the residential development to the north. With that being said, we are recommending approval of Discovery Park Subdivision preliminary plat revision number four, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Before we move on to commissioner questions, I would like to ask any commissioner who has had any expertise related to this case to please disclose that now so all commissioners have the benefit of the same information related to the case in front of us. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Planner Smith, tweaked these roads a couple times now. Are roads and streets and the sewer folks all on board with this? Is this all good with them? Right-of-ways, layouts, so on and so forth?
Yeah, it was reviewed by our utilities. There was no specific deficiency that were identified. I think it's all within realm of being served by all of our utilities.
So right. It seemed pretty straightforward, but because we've tweaked this a couple times, I just want to make sure that we're still on top of it. Thank you.
Any additional questions for staff? Ms. Carroll.
Sidewalks go with the PD plan on the subsequent three lots, should that be pursued? Or is that at this juncture?
So the sidewalks would be required once those lots are platted. So the street will be constructed without sidewalks. It's typical for the sidewalks to come with the actual development of the lot. So I don't think, we do have a final plat in for two of those lots. For the right of way. But yeah, usually the sidewalk construction will come with the building of the site.
Thanks.
Any additional questions? If not, we'll open up the floor for public comment. If anyone has any public comments that they would like to share with the commission on this case, please give your name and address for the record. We do limit you to 3 minutes or 6 minutes if you're speaking for a group.
Good evening, Tom Wooten with Anderson Engineering, 4240 Phillips Farm Road. I don't have anything to add, but would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for this speaker? I see none at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional speakers on this case? Seeing none, we'll close public comment. Commission comments. Mr. McMahon.
I don't mean to cut off any of my fellow commissioners. If I was going to make a motion unless you all had questions or commentary. In the matter of Discovery Park Subdivision Preliminary Plat Revision Number 4, Case 82-2021, I move to approve.
Second.
Second by Ms. Russell. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Ms. Carroll. Oh, you have a comment?
My only comment is as follows. I'm eager to see the PD plans as they go along. I have no problem with the creation of the extra road. I think it makes sense as we move closer to a park and a school. I would hope that some consideration would be given to the uses and the density and the surrounding context in future plans. That's all I have to say.
Any additional comments? Seeing none, may we have roll call, please, Ms. Carroll.
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Aye.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
Yes.
Commissioner Tui?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
We have 8 to approve. The motion carries.
Thank you. Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. Our second subdivision case for the evening is Case 88-2021, a request by Civil Engineering Design Consultants on behalf of Bucky C. LLC, seeking approval of a 3-lot preliminary plat that will reconfigure Lot 1 of Crossroads North Subdivision Plat 1, which is zoned MC, mixed-use corridor, to provide separate parcels for potentially restaurant, retail, and automotive repair uses, and will be known as Crossroads North Subdivision Preliminary Plat. The approximately 4.36-acre property is located at the southwest corner of Vandiver Drive and Rangeline Street. May we have a staff report, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you stated, this is another preliminary plat. Distinction here is this site is actually an existing legal lot. We'll get into that in a second. But it is a preliminary plat, so we did send out advanced notification postcards in the amount of 32. Here's a recent aerial of the site. As you can see, this used to be the site of a hotel that has since been demolished. If you've driven past it recently, you can see there's a lot of work going on there right now. It is a legal lot, so they were able to construct the Starbucks on there currently. What they're looking to do now is go ahead and subdivide it off into 3 total lots to facilitate the development of the other lots with other uses. They are extending some city services, city utilities, and subdividing the property in addition to the lot they have currently, so that's the preliminary plat requirement. This is basically the 3-lot layout. The lot kind of on the upper left, which north is to the left, so that'd be the northeast corner. That was a lot on the original plat, so it was a 2-lot plat. The portion within blue is lot 1 of that, so they're splitting that into 3 lots total. Lot 1 is the current Starbucks location. That's an approved site plan under construction. Lot 3 has direct access to Vandiver, and this is important to note because Lot 2 does not have direct access to public right-of-way. However, they will be dedicating private access easements that will guarantee access across Lot 3 for Lot 2 and Lot 1 and vice versa. Lot 1 doesn't have direct access. It has frontage on the street, but it doesn't have direct access, given the grades out there, if you're aware. But they do have an agreement with the Waffle House to have access across that lot as well. So they'll have 2 points of entry into this 3-lot subdivision. One thing additional to note, there is additional right-of-way dedication along Vandiver for a full cross-section of the arterial street standard there. So that will be reflected on the final plat, which should follow this pretty shortly. We don't have that in right now. And with that being said, we are recommending approval of the preliminary plat, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Before we move on to questions for staff, I would like to ask any commissioner who has had any ex parte related to this case to please disclose that so all commissioners have the benefit of the same information on the case in front of us. Seeing none, are there any questions for staff? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Planner Smith, the right-of-way that's being granted by the Waffle House, will that ingress and egress throughout their current parking lot?
So right-of-way is being granted on Lot 3, so not on the Waffle House lot per se. That is a separate lot. It's not included in this one. The access itself, as you're as you're describing, coming from Rangeline Street.
Okay.
Yeah, the dedication right-of-way there shouldn't impact it. I don't think there are any additional right-of-way dedications for Lot 1. Was that the question?
I'm just wondering, they're granting private easements. How is that going to play out? That's where I'm going ultimately.
Sure. So it is going to be a requirement of their final plat. We've communicated to them that we'll need to have that easement. It'll be reviewed by our legal team for compliance with UDC standards for what an access easement needs to grant. And then it'll need to be recorded and shown on the final plat before we'll take that to council.
All right. Just following up. Thank you very much.
You bet.
Any additional questions for staff? Seeing none, we will open up the floor to public comment. Please give your name and address for the record.
Allison Gouch with Civil Engineering Design Consultants, 10820 Sunset Office Drive, Sunset Hills. I have a quick presentation. I'll try to just zip through this.
Do we have that anymore, or is that?
Allison Gouch, we're the civil engineers on the project. You've seen the site. Just to go into a little bit. Sorry. Okay, so just to show kind of how we got to where we are now, we started with a concept meeting with city staff, and that's how we came to the agreement that we would develop the Starbucks lot or the Starbucks portion first, because they already had Starbucks kind of on board and they were ready to go. So we didn't want to take the time to do the whole subdivision and then start developing the Starbucks lot, since that lot was already had some interest. So one thing that's a little unique is, as we were doing that Starbucks development, we did actually pick up a lot of the requirements that were going to be needed for this subdivision. So you can see all the shared roads are being installed under the Starbucks project. The public sanitary sewer that will serve all three lots is installed under the Starbucks project in an easement. And then also we designed the water quality detention and storm sewers with the intent that it would serve all three lots ultimately. The only thing we did not pick up under that Starbucks project would be the water mains. The city wanted them served a little differently. So they wanted the Starbucks served off of Rangeline and the other lots served off of Vandiver. So that's why we did the Starbucks lot, but not the other two. So in the preliminary plat, that would be the only real infrastructure that we still need to build with that portion of it. So we'll be dedicating the right-of-way along Vandiver. We'll be dedicating the cross-access for all the lots. And the owners do, same owners own Waffle House too. So that is under the same ownership. And then we'll be granting all the utility easements that the city has asked for. Does anyone have any questions for me?
Mr. McMahon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Ms. Couch. I noticed that there were 32 notices sent out, and the majority of, I'll call them your, for the sake of conversation, neighbors are commercial properties. Did you receive any feedback, positive, negative, neutral?
I have not.
No, I did not receive any feedback from any notices we sent out.
All right. You have a lot of commercial neighbors. I just wanted to see if anybody had said anything. I do not have any more questions at this time.
Thank you. Any additional questions for this speaker? I see none at this time. Thank you. Any additional speakers on this case? Seeing none, we'll close the public comments. Commission comment. Ms. Russell.
Since there are no comments, I'll go ahead and make a motion regarding the Crossroads North Subdivision Preliminary Plat Case 88-2021. I move to approve the preliminary plat of Crossroads North Subdivision.
Second.
Second by Mr. McMahon. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes, ma'am.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
Yes.
Commissioner Toohey?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
We have 8 to approve. The motion carries.
Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That brings us to our public hearing for the evening, case 92-2021, a request by Engineering Surveys and Services on behalf of TKG San Jacinto Place Development LP for approval of a PD plan development plan consisting of a major amendment to the break time at stadium and ASH CP plan, and a statement of intent for the development of the site with a scooters, coffee, accessory drive-up, and associated off-street parking to be known as Scooters Coffee near Shops at Stadium PD plan. The approximately 0.54 acre property is located at the northwest corner of Stadium Boulevard and Ash Street. May we have a staff report? You were just all stacked up tonight, weren't you, Mr. Smith?
I am. I like to get everything on one meeting. All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you say, this is a request for a PD plan. Technically, it's a major amendment to an existing PD plan. It's a public hearing item, so we did send out advanced information postcards, 3 of those, and it was advertised in the Tribune March 2nd. It's about a half-acre site there at the northwest corner of Stadium and Ash. So here's a bleak aerial of the site. Driven by there lately, you know it is vacant. Did have a break time service station on there a number of years ago, but that has been since demolished. Basically stadium running along the east, although this is a little misleading. It actually doesn't touch stadium. There's a lot in between it and stadium, so it does front onto Ash Street, which is on the south side of the site. Just a real quick background. This lot, this parcel, in addition to the larger area that's now known as Shops at Stadium, it was zoned CP back in 1970, and that use list is still governing this site now. The rest of the site outside of this one piece was rezoned out of CP in 1990, so it went into MC, which is C3 back then. So this is the only remaining portion of that entire larger area that was zoned plan district remaining. Since the site was demolished, it does require basically a new major amendment, but basically a new plan. And the plan you're seeing here was basically the CP plan that was, I think, first approved, or I'm sorry, this was the most recent amendment in 2001, so this is what we're amending from. What you see here is what we're amending it to. So no longer is a service station. The proposed use now is a coffee shop. So it's a Scooter's Coffee. We have had several of those around town lately. This site basically is a structure about 1,800 square feet. As I did mention, it does have a drive-up accessory use. That is not facing a street, so it's facing to the north, so it is compliant with our drive-through regulations. One of the principal things to note here is that if you remember the site or see it now, it does have a large curb cut generally along this entire section between the entrances adjacent next to the property. And so part of this was working with the applicant to kind of reduce that larger ingress egress area, so it's more of a controlled access in and out. So basically this entire lot will have no direct access onto the lot. And it's been replaced by basically landscaping curb with some parking lots along the Ash Street frontage. So they will retain access. They do have current access easements that will allow access from Ash across the lot that basically surrounds them on all three sides. Basically can access it in this lot, crossing over the other lot. And again, kind of said all this before, so I'll recap it again, but it basically 1,800 square foot building. It's an 18% landscape site now. Right now, it's very, very little of its landscape, so that is above the minimum. I think that's kind of important to note. Access was consolidated again. Again, it's a safer access management a design there, so there's less of that traffic conflicts. If you've driven through there, there's a lot of opportunities for people to go and come off that street. And the statement of intent has been resubmitted. All the uses that were on the 1970 have been translated into their current UDC corresponding use, and so that nothing really significant was new, was added or taken away. And then the rest of the items on the statement of intent are basically the parking numbers and the landscape percentage, which is, again, 18%. That's a quick look at the landscape plan. So the pavement along Ash will be screened there, and then they have the UDC required landscaping on the site. With that being said, we are recommending approval of the PD plan amendment for which will be now known as Scooter's Coffee near Shops at Stadium PD plan and the statement of intent. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Before we move on to commissioner questions, I would like to ask commissioners if anyone's had any ex parte related to this case, to please share that with the rest of the commission so we all have the benefit of the same information on behalf of the case in front of us. You are a quiet group. All right. Any questions for staff? Ms. Galway-Jones.
You may not know the answer. This may be for the owners, assuming someone's here. How did they deal with the underground storage tanks? Did they remove them or did they cap them?
You know, I will let the owner ask that question. Okay. That's not something specifically that we discuss. So I know they have an engineer there as well as an owner representative.
Just before we start building, especially something that's a food establishment, that would be good to know.
Good question.
We'll probably get to that when we get to public comment. So save your answer, and we'll finish up with staff questions. Did you have any more questions, Ms. Galway-Jones?
That's the only thing on my mind.
Mr. McMahon?
That was my exact question also.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any additional questions for staff? Then we're going to open the floor to public comment. Please come forward. If you can give your name and address for the record, that'd be great.
Good evening. My name is Zach Thomas. I'm with Engineering Surveys and Services, 1113 Fay Street, 65201. And to answer your question regarding the tanks, they were removed. I do know that there is state federal requirements that whenever gas stations close, they have to be removed. And so, yes, they have been removed in their entirety.
Mm-hmm. Any additional questions for the speaker? Mr. McMahon.
Thank you. I was aware of the law when it changed, like in the early 90s or whatever. I also know that old gas stations tend to have some toxic issues. Do anything about the soil?
I personally am not aware of anything with that, of any soil contamination or anything.
All right. I'm just trying to be thorough so we get it on the record.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Any additional questions for this speaker? I see none. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional speakers on this case? Seeing none, we'll close. Oh, sorry.
Good evening. My name is Robert Green, 4100 White Pine Court. I'm here representing the owner to address any questions you might have and do the discussion, the query regarding the tank removal. So I'll address that forthwith. The tanks were removed and the soil excavated and removed by the prior owner prior to us acquiring the site. We do have a Missouri DNR notice of site being clean. So happy to provide that to the city or whoever might be interested in seeing that. But I did not bring that with me to the tonight's meeting. Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does. As long as we have it on record, and we do, she's writing it right now, that you all have that if it's required in the future. Thank you. Just we've had issues with toxic soil in the past. That's why I asked the question.
And we wouldn't buy it if we didn't have it.
I didn't think so, but I just want to be sure. Thank you. I don't have any questions of this witness.
Any additional questions for this speaker? I see none. Thank you. If there's no additional speakers, we'll close the public comments. Commission comment. Ms. Russell.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion then. In the case of 92-2021, I move to approve the PD plan amendment for Scooter's Coffee near the shops at Stadium.
Second.
Mr. Stanton. We have a motion on the floor. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Ms. Carroll, may we have roll call, please?
My vote is yes. Commissioner Lowe?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes.
Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Russell?
Yes.
Commissioner Tui?
Yes.
Commissioner Burns?
Yes.
We have 8 to approve. The motion carries.
Recommendation for approval will be forwarded to City Council. That concludes our cases for the evening. Any additional public comments? If not, any staff comments?
Yes. We have a meeting coming up on April 6th or 8th. Apologize. And on that meeting, we will have some items.
Really?
Thank you, Mr. Zenner.
I appreciated that report. I wanted to hesitate, so, you know, just maybe you thought you were going to get lucky. No, we have 6 items on the agenda, one of which is a carry-forward item from this evening's meeting. You have 2 subdivision plats, both finals. And typically, you don't see final plats on your agenda unless they are not considered previously platted legal lots. Normally, our final plats go directly to council, but these two just happen to not fit that bill. So the first is 600 Rollins Street. This is actually a replatting of a site that will be redeveloped for the purposes of a new fraternity house. They are combining 2 lots, and the second lot is parts of previously platted lots. And then the second final plat that is under the subdivision section is down off of Route KK. And this is, when you see the documents, you will scratch your head a little bit and wonder what's going on. It's a menagerie of lots that are being reconfigured and a couple of lots being added to other property and a new lot being created. So at this point, from what we have concluded in the review, there's nothing illegal about what's being created. It's just an oddity, and because one of the lots is a survey tract of land, it must come through the Planning Commission first. The public hearings, one of them is what we were going to discuss this evening on North 10th Street. It does have a design adjustment or a series of design adjustments associated with it. All of the design adjustments that were read this evening will not be eliminated, so it will still require a public hearing on April 8th. The next two items are actually conjoined. They are a permanent zoning request along with the corresponding preliminary plat for the same property. This is at the corner of Gans Road and Bearfield. Annexation request from County A1 to R1, and then a corresponding preliminary plat for the subdivision with design adjustments. So that should be an interesting presentation to make. Pretty traditional preliminary plat layout, but it backs up to the state park and then has some other issues along Gans Road that need to be addressed by the design adjustment. And the final item on the on our next agenda will be a public hearing out at Old Hawthorne. This is something that's a little bit new to us. This is actually a request to rezone a planned development zone property to R1 on the very northern edge of the Old Hawthorne development. When we get to the aerial map, if I can ask Clint to move forward to give you the context of these are your cases that are the finals. Again, our final plat on the right is the one down off of KK, and then, of course, our other final plat. And then if we go to the next slide, you'll see our 10th Street or our Broadway and then the annexation parcel, the permanent zoning request there at Gans and Bearfield. And then the last slide, graphic on your right, is the actual replatting of the common lot on the northern edge of Old Hawthorne. This is part of a much larger combined request that's in two different pieces. It's actually in three. The parcel that's immediately north of the area, highlighted in red, which is sought to be rezoned, is also being reviewed at this point for a preliminary plat and an annexation. And as part of ensuring that they have adequate access, the rezoning of the common lot to R1 is needed in order to allow for some of that common lot area to be utilized for new lots pursuant to the preliminary plat with the annexation to the north and two points of ingress and egress into the property to the north in addition to access per the preliminary plat out to Richland Road. A lot to unpack there. We will have the graphics associated with the proposed preliminary plat, which is under review, as I said, likely not to be brought before the commission for at least 2 months, given that there are some other issues that need to be addressed with the platting and the annexation before we can bring those two topics to you to consider. The pursuing forward, we believe, with the annexation and the preliminary platting is contingent upon this rezoning request because it is being relied upon as access to the future development. So we have indicated to the applicant that we would be willing to take this piece separate from the other two, but we would not have been willing to accept this piece without the other two being presented to us concurrently. And that is what they did at our last submission deadline. So as part of our arrangement with the applicant, we're willing to take this rezoning request forward, but not the annexation and the preliminary plat at this point. As I said, this is not something that we commonly see where we're taking common land out of a development to have it added to another development. Mr. Smith's reviewing this since he is the resident expert on the development here to the north, as well as this portion of Old Hawthorne. So you'll get to see his presence again next month. With that, those are our cases for the April 8th agenda. As we discussed this evening in work session, we have completed at least the first round, at least at this point, of zoning text changes to our use-specific, to several uses within the code that we will be preparing to advertise for the end of April as a public hearing item. Staff will be working on changes that were discussed during work session, and we will also be preparing to probably have a discussion with you at our next work session on April 8th for several items, more ministerial items that we have discussed previously at the beginning of this year. We may also have some additional conversation as it relates to some other topics that have come up recently as it relates to some density discussion that Ms. Lowe has been working on and provided to staff, as well as we may have a little bit of added discussion just to make things lively at the next work session about live-work units and possible use-specific standards. But that's only if we want to get, you know, dicey with each other again. So with that being said, that is all we have to offer for this evening. And again, we thank you for your time, your attention, and your service.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. We do like to keep our meetings entertaining. Mr. McMahon.
If staff is finished, I'd like to ask Mr. Zenner a question and then go to our time and then let Lee make a motion. Is that all right?
That's sure.
Mr. Zenner, Mr. Mensah has a lot of things to do. Does he have enough time by 8 April?
He does. I think part of what the issue that exists, if you all read the staff report, is there's a dedication requirement for increasing the alley width on this particular property, and that's really what the delay is associated with, is to discuss options as it relates to the potential non-conforming of the back of the Book Raiders building with an alley, with a dedication of additional alley right-of-way. A topic came up Wednesday afternoon with his legal counsel that was presented to our staff, and I talked to that legal counsel today and talked with our legal counsel as to what would be the appropriate action to take, and we were all a little bit mystified, and we said, well, we probably need a little bit of time to just clarify what is desired. So that level of clarity, I think, won't take but a week.
I just want to make sure he's got a lot of small tweaks and a couple more less than small ones. That's all I want to make sure that he's going to.
The smaller tweaks with the lot configuration, some of those are we acknowledge are just unrepairable. The alley is really the issue that resulted in the tabling. That's the primary issue, and that one I believe we will come back and provide in the revised staff report.
I just want to make sure that we're not wasting everyone's time or his. Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Something for the rest of us, in case you do not know, the Gans and Bearfield development has received significant public attention. It would behoove us to be very thorough in our considerations. I have nothing else. Ms. Russell?
Ms. Russell.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Mr. Stanton. We are adjourned.